even though that fight saw the victory of fascism in Germany. That's why it's important. It's understandable that fascism is in the news, and we need to understand it in order to avoid it. We've come to the end of this economic update. I hope you agree with me that this is an important topic for Americans to understand and to come to terms with. And that is why we devoted an entire program of Economic Update to this topic, as we will occasionally to other important topics like this, one of which will be the notion of a universal basic income. Thank you very much, and I look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. The previous program was Economic Update. I was just making sure I didn't say Economic Justice. Oops, I said that again. The name of the show is Economic Update, and it is hosted and produced by Richard Wolf, and it's heard right after the WBAI Evening News on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Stay tuned for Off the Hook coming up in the next hour. And before we go into that, just wanted to remind people that, yes, we are in fundraising mode. So this is your time and opportunity to go out to your windows and clap for those individuals. I think I confused myself. What I meant to say that we are in fundraising mode and you need to donate to this radio station. And you can call in the number at any time. Call in during the time of Off the Hook by calling 516-620-3602 or go to give to WBAI.org more online. Okay. Now, with that said, it is almost that time where I appeal to the listening audience of WBAI to walk towards your windows, open up those windows, and start clapping vociferously with pots and pans, with instruments, with a lot of yelling, hooping and hollering, and show celebration of all those individuals that are considered essential workers. Everyone from supermarket to medical, to transportation, to the people that are delivering things, the people that are doing to maintain the things that are considered essential and maintain some type of normalcy during this era of social distancing. So it's 7 p.m. Let's do this.
You're listening to WBAI New York. You know, if you're ever outside at 7 o'clock and you're not with a crowd of enthusiastic people, carry a portable radio with you. Turn to 99.5 FM and just play that loud, and people will get the message. Right now, though, it's time for Off the Hook. Why did you do that? You had to press him.
Sorry. It's my fault.
I had such a smooth open. Any other booby traps?
Yeah, the whole thing's a minefield.
Well, we better get started a little bit early because we have some minutes shaved off of the program. Of course, we have to chair for 2 minutes at the top of the hour, and then we're out at 7:55, so that means we have to talk extra fast. It's Emmanuel Goldstein here with you for another edition of Off the Hook. Kyle is joining us.
Yes, I'm over here.
All right, and now we're going to try and bring in some additional people, our regular cast of characters. Let's start naming people and see if they appear. I believe we have Rob T. Firefly. We have Gila. We have Alex.
Right here.
We have, and now we have additional people. We have Greg Newby joining us from Ontario. And we have Aesthetics joining us from Berlin, which is in Germany. And that proves it. Wow. Okay, so we have all these people together. It's kind of a special show because we have things to talk about that are rather important. But right now, the most important thing you can do is give a call to 516-620-3602. Show your support for WBAI, this amazing radio station, right here in the middle of the dial in New York City, where we not only recognize first responders and hospital workers, but we have all kinds of incredible conversations, information, alternative
music, everything you can possibly imagine. We've been doing it since 1960. It defies all odds and does not defy expectations, though, because
things that get attention and in the good way. So if that means something to you, please call 516-620-3602. There are premiums there that the people who answer the phone can suggest if you wish to get a thank you gift. But the most important thing is to call up and pledge any amount just so that we can stay on the air. There's nothing more important than a local radio station in a time like this. It's super incredible. We'll get back to that in a moment. Let me just check in with everybody. Rob, Gila, how are you guys doing over there in Queens?
Yeah, I heard that. It came through. There was some screaming, and that sounded encouraging. Sounded much like what we heard at the top of the hour.
We had some screaming out here on Long Island, but had nothing to do with anything. It's just you know, it's best we just don't talk about it.
Yeah, it was a coincidence.
Let's just try and forget it.
Hey, so Alex, are you still holed up in the cabin in Pennsylvania?
I am indeed, and but I'm not alone. I've had my family here. I've been to see my family. I mean, we're sort of going back and forth. And
get Reggie. Interesting. Okay. We're hearing that there's some audio issues. We are working on them right now. Apparently, you guys can't be heard at all. We're using a new system that we weren't using in the past. So we're hoping that we can figure out what the problem is. Can't hear people on Skype at all is what we're told here. So. Yeah. Can we reach Reggie on this channel over here, Kyle? Can we? Oh, here he is. Okay. Okay, so Reggie, now we can talk to our studio engineer. Oh, you're not on the air. Okay. Well, you know what? They aren't either, so it doesn't matter. I'm talking to nobody. Apparently, the word that we're getting is that they cannot be heard on the air. So now I'm just telling our engineer that. That is correct. Okay, so how do we fix that? All right, it's all going. This is wonderful. It's all going through a board. We have all these guests, and nobody can hear them. And I just told people how amazing this radio station is. Okay. We're going to try and figure this out. I'm going to play the theme while I talk to our studio engineer, because only I can hear him right now. Fix this, please. How do you talk to him without going over the air? How do we talk to him without going over the air?
Talk to who?
Reggie. How do we talk to Reggie without going over the air?
I have to use the mic that's there.
How do we talk to him without talking over the air? It's a simple question. For God's sake.
All right, let's break away from this little family drama and remind you that you're tuned to WBAI New York, Off the Hook, attempting to come through. I wonder if we should play an announcement or two while we straighten these things out.
Best to make sure that we have a program for you. So with that said, I'm going to raise the mic up again for those guys from Off the Hook. They're good guys. I think I like them. I think you like them too. And if you like them and what they bring to the table on a regular basis, please consider becoming a financial supporter by calling 516-620-3602. Again, 516-620-3602. And guys, I'm going to bring you back on the air, okay? Here we go.
Hey, Reggie. What's going on?
We'll just hear a little music while things settle out.
Okay, this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM. We are experiencing some kind of technical difficulties. Bear with us, because this is what's happening during this time when we're trying to experience social distancing to the best of our ability while trying to give you a quality program. Now, you know these guys from Off the Hook. You know what they bring to the table on a weekly basis. You know how they feel about with technology and activism and progressivism. So if you enjoy and respect what they do regularly, please consider becoming a supporter to this radio station by calling 516-620-3602. Okay, guys, are you there? Come on, let's do this. Hello? Oh, look like they're experiencing some type of technical difficulties, and I'll see if I do my best to make sure that they are hooked up the best way possible. And so with that said, I'm going to play some music, and hopefully that's going to give them some time to make their transition. So, oh, this seems appropriate. Why don't we play that? Okay. All right, here we go.
If you want something to play with, go and find yourself a toy. Baby, my time is too expensive, and I'm not a little boy. If you are serious, don't play with my heart, it makes me furious. But if you want me to love you, then a baby I will. Girl, you know I will. Tell it like it is. Don't be ashamed. Let your conscience be your guide. But I know deep down inside of me, I believe you love me. Forget your foolish pride. Life is too short to have sorrow. You may be here today and gone tomorrow. You might as well get what you want. So go on and live. Baby, go on and live. Tell it like it is. I'm nothing to play with. Go and find yourself a toy. But I tell it like it is. My time is too expensive, and I'm not your little boy.
we're going to try this again, having severe problems with technology, which I guess is appropriate for our show. Problem is, this is what we're dealing with.
We can't hear the radio station.
Listen to it on the internet, but that takes about a minute for it to process. So we don't know if something isn't working unless somebody else tells us. But it's very hard to communicate with people using cell phones and using computer monitors and things like that. So I think we're on the air. Pretty sure we're on the air. But I'm not sure if our guests are on the air. So I'm going to try them again. Guys, can you hear me? Okay, they're talking, but they don't seem to hear me. Kyle, can you help with this?
Yeah, I'm here. Is it possible for others to hear me?
So the problem right now is we have people talking on Skype that I can hear, and I don't think they can hear me, and I don't know if they're going over the radio, and there's no way to find out because. Okay, I'm hearing Reggie in the background saying they're not going over. So, you know what? I'm going to turn these guys down, and we won't be able to have them on because we don't have a working studio at the moment. So, Kyle, it's just you and me. We're going to have to get through this ourselves because this is unfixable right now. It's too bad because people literally stayed up all night to be on the radio, and because this is kind of messed up, we. Unless you can figure out how to fix it, and this new system doesn't allow us to take phone calls, so we don't even have that. This is one of the dark days of the alternative broadcasting that we have to do. And I'm listening to the monitor in the other room, and I'm hearing an awful sound. Yeah, I don't know what's causing that.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
It sounds absolutely awful. At this point, you know, Reggie, can you? Nobody can hear Reggie except me, so it's like I'm talking to myself. Okay, you can hear me. The problem, Reggie, is that I'm having a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I sound like I'm crazy because they.
No, you're not crazy. You may be other things, but you're not crazy.
I am crazy, but the.
No, it's a good kind of crazy.
I'm talking to you. If is there a way that you can come on the air?
Well, I'm on the air right now.
Oh wait, you're on the air now. Okay. I thought you weren't on the air. That was the whole
thing. No, that was because I chose not to. I didn't want to. Because I don't want to make people think that I'm bogarting people's shows.
Reggie, this would be so much easier if you could tell us what was going on. If you could stay on the air, that would be great.
No,
so now
that's
what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn our Skype people up. I don't know if our Skype people can hear us.
Okay, I'll stay on for you. I'll stay on for you.
See, they can't hear us. They're just talking. Why can't the Skype people hear us?
Hey, this is Max at WBAI jumping in.
They're muted somehow.
Yeah, they clearly can't hear, and they're not listening to the radio.
No, they're listening some other way. I think.
I wish they'd just shut their big mouths and be on the radio.
This is ridiculous. I'm checking everything. I'm checking.
By the way, Emmanuel and gang. Can you,
I don't know what it is. I mean,
can you hear me or not?
The cables are connected right.
Well, you know what? They're not. They're not connected right.
Reggie, tell them that the signal goes in and out with a bad wire.
I pat myself on the back, but this has been working all day. And this whole thing has been working all day, and it's been working fine. And I don't want to, just call out people to just say that to make people feel bad, but it can work out. Kyle, I have faith in you, man.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Skype does not. there's no way we can actually communicate with our guests, and we have more guests than we've ever had before.
Well, who were your guests? Who are your guests, I should say?
They're still alive. It's just
well, it would be kind of difficult if they weren't alive and you were still interviewing them. That would be an interesting interview.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you doing, Reggie?
I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to maintain.
You're not in the studio anymore. You're at your house.
Oh
right?
Well, I've gone the road of mobile broadcasting and just like you guys, I'm trying to exemplify and maintain social distancing to the best of my ability. And yeah, those are the things that are being done. But with that said, I may be not there physically. I am still working, as you can see right now, and I'm doing the best I can do to make sure guys like yourselves have a voice. You know, that's why if there was a way of talk about the importance of WBAI, you know, despite the snafus that you're experiencing right now, this program is so important and it's so invaluable to the community, and that community being throughout the tri-state area. Even with the snafus, I think that there is something to be said about the importance of a show like Off the Hook. And for those people who are listening to me right now and understand that despite all the technical difficulties that you're experiencing now, this is more the reason why you should support this radio station by calling 516-620-3602. That number again is 516-620-3602, or go to give2wbai.org online. Give2wbai.org online. I have a suggestion.
On top of everything else,
guys,
the microphone wasn't working. And apparently he can't hear me now. Go ahead, Reggie.
Hey, Kyle, if you want, do you want me to help you out and call some of those numbers? I'm not saying don't mention any numbers to me on air.
Right.
But
at this point, I don't know if it makes sense to do that. It takes a lot of setup time.
Well, I mean, it won't take long for me. See, right now, this is the dialogue right now, folks, that you're listening, that is usually off the air. But the thing is, I think by design, I'm setting an example to just show that here at WBAI, whether we're physically there or virtually there, we're supposed to have each other's backs. One of the reasons why during the top of every hour where I encourage all listeners to clap for essential workers, this is what we do when community respects community and honor each other for what it is. And so if you support this radio station, and if you love a program like Off the Hook, please consider becoming a financial supporter by calling 516-620-3602. So, Kyle, if you want to text me the information, I'll be more than happy to help you out.
You know what? Kyle's not listening to you.
Oh,
that's how
well
uncoordinated we are right now. He's trying to fix this, and he doesn't even have headphones on.
Okay.
But I'll relay the message. Kyle, Reggie says if you text him the info, he'll try to connect everybody on Skype. But I feel like that might make things even more confusing. But you know what, Kyle? At this point, I don't see how much worse it can get.
I mean,
we can't take phone calls. We can't talk to our guests. We don't know if we're on the air half the time.
Right.
Reggie and
well, you are on the air. I can assure you on that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. Now, let me ask you this, Reggie. If I bring the Skype people up, who are, I think, still talking, Skype people, can you by chance hear me? Guys, can you hear me? No, they can't.
I don't know.
No, they can't. Can you hear that, Reggie? Can you hear the people laughing? And
no, I can hear your angst and frustration.
Interesting. Okay, so this isn't connected at all. That's what it's like.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to my world.
Just isn't working. Yeah, that's what I think is happening.
Well, don't feel bad because I had that day yesterday.
Yeah, well, I'm having that day right now, and I'm literally stuck here with a microphone in my hand and no phone, no computer, no nothing. And it's the nightmare of nightmares, especially when we had a whole big show planned. And,
right.
And that's it for us because, you know, we only get an hour a week. I can get less than that a week now.
Right.
So it's a shame. Well, we were going to talk about the conference and how we have rebooted the Hope Conference so that we can have it happen anyway. And I swear, I promise people, that when we do this, we will be doing it in a virtual environment. It will be so much more coordinated and better than what you're hearing right now. Why? Because we have a whole lot of people working on it even now. What we have done is we have changed the 3-day conference into a 9-day conference. Now, because we're not able to have the conference in the physical location that we wanted to have at St. John's University, we instead are going to have it online and have it go for 9 full days, days and nights. And that is going to open up all kinds of possibilities we didn't have before. We're going to be able to have people from all over the world participate. Now, in the past, we had situations where a lot of people could not come to Hope because they had warrants against them in this country, or they couldn't afford the travel, or it just wasn't possible for one reason or another. Visas are a real issue for people traveling into the United States. Now we don't have that problem anymore. So what we're trying to do is turn something that is bad, because this whole situation is bad, into something good, into something that we can actually make something out of and build something new and different. So that is what this new rebooted Hope is going to be. 9 days starting on July 25th, running all the way until August 2nd. It's going to be around the same number of speakers that we have at a normal conference, except it's going to spread out over an extended period of time. And it's basically going to include all kinds of speakers, panels. We plan on having 9 different keynote speakers. We plan on having workshops. Now, workshops are going to be really, really interesting because people will be able to go online and learn something, interact with an instructor on one topic or another, whether it's lock picking or soldering or all kinds of different things. We'll have the ham radio tests. We're going to have those online. All kinds of possible things that were not possible before. So we are going to be planning all sorts of fun things. Now, I'm going to check in with Reggie to make sure we're still on the air. And Reggie, are we still
on the air? Yes, you're on the air. I heard everything you just said.
Okay, good. That's so refreshing. So nice.
Well, you know, the thing is, it seemed like you turned around and moved towards the mic, which improved your sound vastly.
Well, no, I actually started using a different mic because I was told by SMS that my mic sounded like it wasn't on at all.
Oh, okay, then that's what it was then. Then, you know what, stick with that.
Yeah, that's the explanation I'm going to go with. But, you know, since I have absolutely nobody to talk to right now except you, Reggie, why don't you ask me any questions you want about the conference and I can maybe answer them.
So what is new about this year's conference?
Well, what's new about it is that it is not in person, because nothing this year seems to be in person.
Oh, it's virtual.
It's going to be a virtual conference, but we have decided to make it much, much longer and bring people as much content as we possibly can and add as much content as we possibly can. Do things that were impossible before, because getting someplace physically is a hassle, and
right,
sometimes it's impossible. So when you have it virtually, there are all kinds of possibilities. Now this, what you're hearing now, that's a possibility too. All kinds of massive pandemonium, that is always a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
How you deal with that is really what spells out whether or not you're able to get
There it is.
Communications out.
There it is.
Yeah, but when you have a team of people and you have technology, as we are planning right now, working around the clock to make sure things like this don't happen, I think what you'll see is something historic, historically good, not historically terrible.
Well, you know, I think that this is a prime example, and you know, and it's unfortunate that people can't conventionally go to a convention, convention. I just realized that was funny. But anyway, what we're learning during this age is about the tenacity and the ingenuity of individuals who are really, for the lack of a better term, making lemonade out of lemons. And I think something like what you're saying for this year's conference is something of that, correct?
Yeah, I think we are making lemonade out of this. We're trying to, doing the best we can. The thing is, did you hear them for a second?
Yeah, Alex, can you keep it down over there?
Can he hear you?
I don't think he can. He can't hear you at all. And I don't think anybody. Reggie, you don't hear the Skype people, do you?
I don't hear the Skype people.
Okay, it's not working, Kyle. So
it's not.
I think we should give up on these people because there's nothing we can do.
I wouldn't give up on them on life.
No, call it 7:36 p.m. That's when Skype died. It's over. It's over. All right.
I tried. I really, really, honestly tried. I think we might have overloaded the board because we had some channels muted at the top of the hour. I'm not exactly sure, but the auxiliary monitors are all screwed up. And here we are. I'm assuming I can be heard. This is
you
a horrible
can
hum
be heard.
Too.
You totally are
yeah,
heard.
Didn't hear the
this hum and like interference. I'm not exactly sure where that started.
Actually, I don't hear it at all. You sound. I don't hear any hum. But I do hear myself in the background, though.
It might just be the receiver.
Could be the monitor or something. It could sound like a monitor in the background.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of radio is very meta. You know, it's like, you know, breaking the fourth wall, you know? This is.
Oh, we've broken a lot of walls.
I know.
And there'll be more walls broken after the show is over. I can guarantee that. But let me just say, with regards to the conference, we are basically opening it up to people everywhere to submit talk ideas, performances of various sorts. We're talking about DJs, chiptune concerts, you know, whatever your imagination can provide. It's possible for us to do this. We're going to have HD video, a high-capacity stream, and all kinds of amazing people basically sharing information about the hacker world and talking about all kinds of other things that are happening with technology. And it's going to be unique. It's going to be different. Now, what we could have done is just given up and said, yeah, that's it for us, because literally this is how we survive. If we don't have the conference, we're not around anymore as the magazine, right, as the conference, period. This is how we survive, by doing something different, by adapting. And that is how humans survive, too. So it's something in the hacker world and something that all of humanity shares. And the other reason I knew this was the right thing to do was because when bringing it up, there are people that, you know the people, Reggie, the people that are the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
They said, this is crazy. What you're proposing, 9-day conference instead of a 3-day conference, absolutely crazy. I want to thank those people because those people have always been there for me. Whenever I have a proposal of some sort, an idea of some sort, they are always there to shoot it down, to tell me it's a bad idea.
Right.
And whenever I go against them, it seems to work out, you know? But if they weren't there, I don't think I'd be as determined. So definitely a big thank you to the naysayers of the world who tell us it's impossible, because most times it is. And if you have naysayers in your world, listen to them and do the opposite. It tends to work out.
That is true. I mean, that is definitely one of the role of naysayers and the role of those people that are constantly and perpetually negative can either do one of two things: permanently discourage you or motivate you into do something to defy them. And I think that what you're doing with the show and with the conference, you're saying that you're doing something that is that is possible. And you know, I'm just getting a text from the general not the general manager, from the program director, and it was asking, is there a premium that you're offering? Is this conference was a form of a premium?
Oh no, the radio station is the premium we're offering tonight.
Okay. Okay.
Because we have been scrambling just to get the magazine going. Our issues are basically still sitting in loading zones because bookstores are closed and our distributors have stopped paying us. And, we have been in a really kind of desperate state, but we don't want that to be what defines us. We're trying to figure out ways that we can continue surviving and provide content and do the things that we want to do in whatever constraints that we have imposed upon us.
Mm.
And I think that's what everybody has to practice if they're going to get through this crisis. So, you know, we're operating in a different manner. We can't pay people anymore.
Right.
We have to be a volunteer organization, which is going to be really, really tough. Mm-hmm. There's rent that's not being paid. There's all kinds of conversations that are going to happen months down the road. But what we don't want to give up on is what we committed to doing, and that's the conference. We want to have this thing. If it kills us, and it might, from what I'm seeing tonight, it very well might. But I think we're going to, you know, pitch in as much as we can with as many people as we can, and I think we're going to be all right. You know, with the hacker community, it's the most amazing community. If you've never been a part of it before, this is how you learn how incredible it is, how the impossible becomes possible. So we're working hard to make sure that we're able to pull these things off, and we want as many people to get involved as possible. If you're interested in becoming a part of HOPE, you can email volunteers@hope.net. Tell us what you're interested in helping out with. We're looking for people who have broadcast experience, networking experience, and of course also people who want to give a talk on anything related to technology, the world of hacking. There is a whole list of guidelines on hope.net. www.hope.net is our web address. Go there and look at the guidelines for submitting a talk, and then email speakers@hope.net with your idea, no matter where you are in the world. So we can have people, get this, Reggie, we can even have people giving talks in a foreign language. And since a lot of the talks will be submitted in advance, we'll be able to put captioning on
those foreign language talks.
We've never been able to do that before.
That is so cool.
This is one example of the many things that we can do. A musician that plays 8-bit music or something of that ilk, or just something that hackers like. Well, before, they'd have to lug their equipment to New York. They'd have to come to the conference. Hey, you can do it now from anywhere in the world. So now, all of a sudden, all these musicians that we didn't have access to before, we now can get, and we can give them a podium. So that's what we want to do. We want to give people a podium for 9 days and nine nights, something we could never do before. So thank you, coronavirus, for providing that opportunity. You suck. We hate you, but we're going to get the most out of you and do this as best we can. And the more people who join us, the better. Now, of course, you know, we don't want anybody to feel angry and upset that they paid for the conference and they can't go. So we are offering refunds to people who don't want this.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, the more people who do that, the harder it's going to get for us. And it'll reach a certain point where it becomes impossible for us to survive if that's – but that, we also want to do the right thing. We don't want to anybody to feel like they're ripped off. So, you know, if we wind up going into debt and having to pay people back for the next 20 years, we'll do that because – we don't believe in just giving up and walking away. So we'll see what the community wants, and we're going to do that. We're going to make it work somehow.
Well, you know, and I think that is a testimony of who you are and what the show represents and what the community represents within the hacker sect. And this is more the reason why a station like WBAI should be supported, because it allows the voices like yourselves and the 2600 group do what they have been doing so long. And so for those listeners there, and you know what, this may sound like it was a total mess, but do you know what, you, I have to say, is a prime example of how you make something out of nothing. This is not what you had planned, but for you, I had no intentions whatsoever to talk on the air, because I don't want ever people to think that I'm trying to bogart someone's programs. But the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying right now, it is really a great opportunity of why you should support WBAI and why you should support in the name of off the hook, and you could do so by calling 516-620-3602 or go to give2wbai.org online. And this talk that I had no whatsoever intention of being a part of, I felt that I definitely learned something, and I'm going to ask you another question, Emmanuel, and that happens to be, what kind of platforms are these conferences is going to be held at? Or is it going to be something that is totally that is accepted on multiple OS systems? Or
It's going to work on. We're making sure it works on everything.
Okay.
That's part of what we're appealing for us when we're talking about subscribing or registering to become a volunteer or participate with your talk. We're going to have as much help for speakers and people that are interested in presenting to help them pre-produce content and get their message out there. And that expertise is also something we're definitely going to be looking into. We've been looking at a lot of different options, and I think a lot of people have anyway because of the overall crisis itself, moving a lot of business towards video conferencing and different streaming platforms. So suffice to say, we want to come up with something that's really approachable, not something that's going to take a lot of effort for people to participate in, and overall ends up being something that people really enjoy, quality wise and so forth.
And what are the dates for those conference? For the conference,
It's going to be July 25th. To August 2nd, but we are in the thick of the organizational process right now. So if you have an idea for a talk involving technology, or a panel or a debate or virtually anything, please get involved. Please contact us. Speakers@hope.net for talk ideas. Volunteers@hope.net if you're interested in participating in the conference in one way or another. If you have ideas for things that might work. If it's crazy enough to suggest, it's probably crazy enough to work. So, you know, we're open to just about anything. And I've just heard nothing but enthusiasm since we made the announcement yesterday.
Great.
And
well, there's so much in progress anyway. People work really, really hard to come up with something fresh and put really a lot of effort into submitting things to us in the first place as a part of preparing for Hope. And that goes for workshops and performances and other keynote type presentations. It really is something we've been doing in an ongoing way, and just the response in so far as what people submit is it's truly inspiring, and why we want to make sure that people continue to have an opportunity to speak to the hacking community and the wider global community, because this, as E alluded to, affords us the ability to rebroadcast and share across borders and in a really, really big way.
You know, and what I like what you guys do, and not just with this conference, but with the programs that you do, is that, and I know I probably was guilty of this in the past, is that always saw the term hacker as some kind of a pejorative. And from my interaction with you guys and talking to you guys in public or in groups, and you know, you really showed me that it is more of it's more of activism, it's more of progressivism, and what you're doing and what you're bringing to the table is definitely just a continuation of that. And for those listeners out there, if even this conversation that we're having right now and the audacity of being creative and just seeing the positives in technology, please call in the name of for Off the Hook and show your support to this program and what they bring to the table weekly at 7 p.m. here on WBAI by calling 516-620-3602 or go to give2wbai.org online. You can become a buddy. Be a buddy for Off the Hook. I know your buddies in real life, but be a BAI buddy for Off the Hook. And you could call 516-620-3602 as well. And I'm pretty sure that there will be other discussions and other things like that. But, you know, since you brought that up, what are some of the other seminars that are planned to happen during this year's conference?
Well, we haven't officially accepted the talks yet. We have a whole bunch of proposed talks that people have sent in the months previous to this, where we still had a physical presence, and we have tentatively accepted a bunch of those. We're going to be contacting people to help them through the process of either broadcasting their talk live or recording it in advance. We're going to make that as simple and as seamless as possible, so that each talk looks and sounds good. And it'll be really cool because you'll hear from somebody in one part of the world, then the next hour we'll switch to somewhere else, and we'll just hop all over the place, but we'll share that whole hacker spirit. And the thread, I think, will continue throughout the entire 9 days, where we're broadcasting from all different parts of the planet and mixing up all kinds of content, but keeping the theme throughout, that theme of rebelliousness, that theme of curiosity, of learning about technology. It's all going to be there. And I think it's going to be open to so many more people as a result of this. You know, our hearts are broken that we can't go to St. John's University and have the conference there for the first time, because that was the plan to do that. We left the Hotel Pennsylvania because they tripled the price and we couldn't afford it anymore, so we decided to go somewhere else and we found a better place. And ironically enough, now the Hotel Pennsylvania is closed and may never reopen because of the pandemic. So
really?
We're living in really crazy times. It's so bizarre and weird. But you know, as long as we have that will to keep doing what we do, you can throw anything at us. We're gonna try at least to overcome it. And if nothing else, this radio show is proof of that.
Amen. I'd
do it all over
you.
Again if I had if I had the opportunity.
You would do this all over again?
Oh yeah.
Okay. All right.
Gladly. This has been a ball.
So noted.
I'm just proving the point that community radio itself can be imperfect, but it is what you make of it.
Yeah.
And we always strive to get better.
Well, Reggie, I assume you can hear the music.
I do not hear the music.
You don't hear the music. Okay, that's a clue. We're playing music now.
Okay.
You don't hear that.
I don't hear the music yet.
Well, it's playing.
Okay. I'm hearing...
That's our outro theme, which apparently nobody can hear.
It's overloading.
It's okay. I mean, look, at this point in time right now, we just
right,
have
well,
to...
I'm just going
to
turn it down. You know what, Reggie, you play the outro then, because we don't have one. Apparently it's impossible for our outro to be heard.
It was overloading. I think our board may have been overloaded somehow.
You know what? I'll play something.
I think it just couldn't handle so many hackers. It just...
hacker overlord... overload, not overlord. On the board is what happened, apparently. Too many guests.
When in doubt, blame Kyle.
Well, we will, but let's also blame the Skype guest that we had that we never got to talk to on the air.
Everything was going so well.
Yeah, until we went on the air, then that's when everything fell apart. Well, you know, it happens sometimes. It happens, and if we can't get through it, then, you know, we shouldn't be doing it. But
well, you said it yourself, Emmanuel, it's that this right here, this form of adversity is a test of your fortitude and whether you will be even more enhanced or you buckle. And I would like to think that you will enhance yourself and become better. You'll learn from this, and you will move on, and you'll become a better, even more of a hacker badass that you is.
I want to thank you too, Reggie, because we had some other changes on the other end of this. I know you're dealing with a lot by managing so many other programs, great programs, and doing the best you can with working remotely. And and you sound great, and I'm impressed that we were able to get as far as we did. I just am entirely embarrassed that our guests weren't able to join us.
You know what? I mean, yes, I'm not telling you to not feel the way you feel, but the thing is that accept it for what it is. You learn from it, learn from the mistakes, and out of the end, hopefully we all become better. With that said,
that's a good thought to end on.
Hey, you know, sometimes I have a nugget of wisdom once in a while.
Wow. Well, folks, if you have comments you'd like to send our way, please keep them clean, oth@2600.com. And we'll try this again next week.
Okay.
And I think we'll do better.
Okay. All right. So this is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org online. So coming up next at the 8 p.m. hour will be Explorations. And if Max is there, feel free to log out at any time. And I'm just going to play this music. And while the music is on the air, please consider becoming a financial supporter, supporting the name of Off the Hook by calling 516-620-3602. Ask about how to become a buddy for Off the Hook, okay? And in the meantime, we'll see everyone next week.
And make a fuss, then to bring about a little trust. But we shall overcome, I believe, someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say. And how long have you had your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher?
Hey, this is Josh Fox. Please tune in to my new radio program, Staying Home with Josh Fox, your revolutionary guide to the Green New Deal on WBAI. Every day, we discuss a different aspect of the Green New Deal with guests from the political spectrum and the world of culture. 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, WBAI New York.
This is Ralph Pointer of the Lynn Short Organization and member of the LSB and PNV. WBAI will soon choose members for the Committee of Inclusion, whose purpose is to monitor the underrepresentation of communities in our listening area. The committee will work with the local station board, its committees, and the general manager to help improve diversity in all aspects of WBAI's functioning, including programming, staffing, board candidacy, and other areas. The board members on this committee are seeking to elect a diverse group of 7 non-board members to join them. If you would like to apply, please either download the application at www.wbai.org/lsb or request an application by sending an email to wbaicoi@yahoo.com. If you have no email address, call 212-726-2091. That's 212-726-2091. Completed applications or calls expressing interest must be received by Friday, May 22nd, 2020. We welcome your participation.
To my New York City fam, strong, resilient, and proud, now more than ever, it's super important that every New Yorker counts. The COVID-19 pandemic is affecting us all, but it's affecting our black and brown communities the most. And the only way to get the programs and the funding that we deserve is to fill out the census. It only comes once every 10 years, but the data determines billions of dollars of funding for our hospitals, emergency services, and healthcare programs, which we need now more than ever. It's just 10 questions, and by law, your information cannot be shared. There are no citizenship questions on the census, and you have a right to be counted regardless of your immigration status. So it's up to us to make sure that New York gets the funding it deserves. Go to my2020census.gov, and let's be counted. Sending you so much love.
Coming up on 8 p.m. here on a Wednesday night at WBAI New York, listener-sponsored non-commercial radio 99.5 FM and streaming around the world at WBAI.org. Time now for a special edition of Exploration with Dr. Michio Kaku's special guest, Professor Neil deGrasse Tyson. Stay tuned.
Welcome. This is Dr. Michio Kaku, Professor of Theoretical Physics at the City College and the Graduate Center of the City University of New York, and this is Exploration. Every week on Exploration, we summarize some of the top news in science and technology, and once again, we're going to summarize the latest in terms of what is known and not known about the coronavirus. We'll talk about Operation Warp Speed. Is it possible that a crash program and billions of dollars can jumpstart our search for the Holy Grail, and that is a vaccine against the coronavirus? And then we'll talk about some mysteries that are gradually being solved about the coronavirus. First of all, why do we have super spreaders? That is, a single individual that can spread the virus to up to 100 other people. The scientific question is, how far can your water droplets spread once you cough or even talk to a person in a closed environment? And then also the big question, why are some people so susceptible to the virus and other people just shrug it off? I mean, there are thousands of people that are non-symptomatic that'll never come down with symptoms consistent with the coronavirus, but they can spread the virus to other people. So why is it that some people are sent to the ventilators and the ICUs and other people don't feel a thing? And then what happens if we don't get a vaccine at all? Then we're going to have to rely on therapeutics. Because after all, even today, there's no vaccine against HIV. No vaccine against the common cold, no vaccine against cancer. We more or less live with them, and we have therapeutics. And so we'll talk about therapeutics, and then we'll talk about, will there be a second wave? Given the fact that many states are now beginning to unlock their citizenry, and the question is, what happens if we have a second, third, or fourth wave of infections? And let me also repeat once again that I do not have a PhD in biochemistry. So if you're beginning to show symptoms of the coronavirus, such as a fever, a dry cough, and chest pains, then of course call your local physician. However, I do have a PhD in theoretical physics. And out of theoretical physics came computer modeling. We practically invented it. And of course, computer modeling is one of the key ways that we use, a tool that we use to predict the course of this horrible virus. Well, let's just jump right into some of the top news concerning the coronavirus. One persistent question has been, why do we have super spreaders? That is, one individual who goes to nightclubs in South Korea, five nightclubs, infects perhaps 100 individuals. Or one lady going to a bridge club infects most of the members of that bridge club. Or a person who sings in a church choir infects almost the entire church choir. Why is that? Well, remember just a few months ago, the government said that you don't have to wear a mask. Masks are for people who are on the front line, and therefore, you don't want to take away from them, so masks are not necessary. Now, of course, people jump on any elected official who does not wear a mask. So how effective is the mask anyway? And also, the government guidelines say you should stay 6 feet away from other people to prevent infecting them. Well, now new studies done by scientists around the world are casting doubt on this. And we now realize that the virus is probably much more contagious than we previously thought. First of all, using lasers to eliminate water droplets in the air after just ordinary speech or just singing or talking loud, you can show that there are about 1,000 water droplets that come out of your mouth per minute, and they can linger in the air for 8 minutes to 14 minutes. This is a dramatic reversal of what previously what people thought, that these water droplets would simply fall to the ground and go no further than 6 feet. In fact, there was one lady at a bridge game who infected most of her bridge club. Scientists have been able to track the location of every single person in that bridge club, where they were sitting when she played bridge. And we now realize that she was infecting people out to 15 feet in an enclosed environment. Also, we have these super spreaders going through church choirs, because people are singing in a church choir, they're in close quarters, and it is singing and loud voices that spread the most water droplets, up to 100,000 per minute. So I repeat, even though these droplets may be totally invisible, even though the conversation you have may be totally innocent, somebody who sings loud or speaks loud can hurl up to 100,000 droplets per minute. And these droplets, in turn, can stay in the air for 8 to 14 minutes. And so we're beginning to realize that this 6 feet rule, well, we should maintain it, but it's not enough. In fact, many scientists are beginning to say that we should at some point tell people to watch out for the following. And that is, do not stay in an enclosed environment, especially in the presence of people who speak loud or are singing. Go outside or stay away from these individuals, because you could be bombarded by literally thousands of water droplets that can sail not just 6 feet, but perhaps up to 20 feet. So in other words, don't talk to people, especially loud individuals, people who are singing in an enclosed environment. Stay away from parties where you have loud noises and people are shouting and having a great time. And if possible, stay away from restaurants and barbershops where people are in close vicinity with other people, and especially airplanes, especially if the air in the airplane is not circulated. And so we're now beginning to realize that these super spreaders are much more common than we previously thought, and that masks, which were once considered optional, actually are rather a first line of defense against some of these water droplets. And remember that most of the water droplets do fall within 6 feet, but aerosols, droplets that could be as tiny as the red blood cell, aerosols like perfume, can spread much farther than just 6 feet. So a word to the wise, avoid people who are loud, singing, avoid long conversations, avoid being in an enclosed surrounding like in a home, in an airplane, a restaurant where the air does not circulate, or an elevator. And again, these are guidelines that are informal. They're not official, but a word to the wise, this could explain why we have super spreaders that can infect up to 100 other people. And then we have another persistent riddle, perhaps the biggest riddle of all, and that is, why are some people more susceptible to the coronavirus? Why is it that some people can simply walk away, be totally asymptomatic, and yet up to 50% of these asymptomatic people could be infecting everyone around them? Why is that? Well, there's some clues and some theories now being proposed. First of all, your blood type. It turns out that statistically speaking, if you are blood type A, you are more susceptible to the virus and its after effects than if you have blood type O. Also, men are more vulnerable than women. Also, people who have hypertension and underlying factors like that are more susceptible. So what is the common link between blood type, men, and people with hypertension? Well, there is a theory. First of all, how does the coronavirus invade your body? It's just a molecule, after all. It's not even alive. First of all, there are spike proteins, the spikes along the surface of the virus. That's where the virus latches on to your cells. But where on your cells is there a docking site? Is there a site where the spike protein can latch onto? In your cells, especially your lung cells, you have what is called the ACE2 docking site. The ACE2 docking site is where the spike proteins latch onto your cell. Then there's another gene, which acts like a can opener, which basically opens the cell wall, allowing the virus to inject its DNA into your cell to make copies of itself, which will then go on to make more copies of itself. And after a while, you begin to have chest pains and maybe go to the hospital. So it turns out that the ACE receptor could be the weak link. It could be the common factor that links blood type A, men, and people with hypertension. And so this is still a theory. It has to be, of course, tested and verified. But it does seem as if people with more ACE2 receptors, like men, for example, are more susceptible to the virus than people who don't. Now, this means that